We look together in God's Word in Colossians chapter 3, 12 through 17. It's a passage we've read the last several weeks as we've continued our series of sermons in the book of Colossians. But it is particularly appropriate, the text, for us this morning. Colossians chapter 3, we begin verse 12, and our text will be verse 17. People of God, hear the gracious work and gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, His Word. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Well, people of God, I believe you can see why I was confident that verse 17 is an appropriate verse for this Thanksgiving service. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Well, the very first thing that we ought to note in the verse is that the main verb, the main declaration is whatever you do. The word do is the verb. The main verb of the text. And connected to the main verb is then this participle that's connected to the main verb, and that is giving thanks. So the focus is doing, giving thanks. Do, and we'll see that's a very broad command, giving thanks. The word thanks here is a word that is a common word for in the day and age of the New Testament where somebody would say, they could say, thank you. It's used that way one time in Scripture for the in the parable of the Good Samaritan, where there is a thank you to the Good Samaritan. It's the only time in the Scripture that it is used outside of thanksgiving to God alone. And so the key focus of the word in the New Testament, kind of the redefinition of the word, is to take it out of common usage and use it exclusively for God. Now, that doesn't mean we can't say thank you in terms of good manners. But we ought to always recognize that a thank you to someone in terms of having good manners is entirely different than saying thank you to God. Saying thank you to God is not a matter of good manners. It is a matter of how we live our entire lives. It is a expression of thanks that can only be to God and to no other. It is a word that is used that some of us might even know. It's a word that some people use to describe the Lord's Supper as a supper of thanksgiving, as we give thanks for God and His grace in Christ. And some people call that service the Eucharist. It's actually not a bad term to use to describe the Lord's Supper. The word Eucharist is the Greek word for thanksgiving that's here in this verse. You would just see the word Eucharist, God the Father through Christ. Eucharist Him. Give thanks to Him. this unique word that has, well, this not so unique word that's used uniquely in the New Testament in terms of the focal point of our lives ought to be exactly that. We'll see that it is a thanksgiving living that is focused on in this text. Certainly it is appropriate that we gather for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is most often in the New Testament associated with prayer of thanksgiving to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a constant theme in the epistles of Paul. Give thanks to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or through the Lord Jesus Christ, as we have in our text. But this particular text is going to say that it's not just a prayer of thanksgiving, but it's a life of thanksgiving. That we have a thanks living to God, not only prayers of thanksgiving. And I don't say only prayers of thanksgiving to mean that that's somehow secondary. Indeed, the Heidelberg Catechism will remind us that prayer is the chief place of thanksgiving before God. So entirely appropriate to have prayers of thanksgiving, personal, corporate, and a time of thanksgiving in this worship service. Entirely appropriate. But we should never lose sight of the thanks living that God has called us to do. And so we look at that in this text. And we see it in verse 17, and whatever you do, in whatever you do. I have to say to you that this word whatever is not a literal translation of what's in the verse. It is not a literal translation, because it is very difficult to translate literally this verse. I have never seen in all my reading of the New Testament in Greek more redundancy than there is for this word whatever. There's actually five words that are connected to this one word translated whatever. There's a word that means all or everything you do, focusing on a singular point. All of the singular things you do added up together. There is a word that means what you do. There is a word that has a specific focus on the specific act that you do, the very smallest thing that you do. There's another word that's talked in this verse that is all things. And they're all one right after another, and they translate it whatever. Whatever. There's also another word in this verse that's not translated, and that's the word whenever you do whatever you do. There is no place in Scripture that I can find a description of every single thing you think, you act, or you do that can be more descriptive than this verse. It's trying to show you that there is nothing that you are not going to put in this verse. Whatever you do. Whatever you do, in word or deed, in mind or action, whatever you do, do it. Giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that giving thanks is connected with to this whatever you do. Giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, whatever you do, what is that? We reflect on that for a moment. That's the things in life that you do, every single moment, every second. The work you like to do and the work you don't like to do. That doesn't matter. Whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord, giving thanks. The actions that are easy, the actions that are hard. Suffering and pleasure, physical and mental, entertainment and work, thoughts, words, deeds. Whatever you do. The Heidelberg Catechism would describe this as our grass section on gratitude. A life of gratitude, of giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. One commentator of the Heidelberg Catechism made the title of a number of his chapters on gratitude as it's connected to the Ten Commandments concerning gratitude. I expanded it and thought, if we think of the Ten Commandments, we ought to think of Commandment 1 as gratitude for our God. Commandment 2, gratitude for His name. 3, gratitude for or 2 is gratitude for worship. 3, gratitude for God's name. 4, gratitude for a festive day of gratitude. The 5th commandment is our gratitude for parents and ruling authorities. 6, gratitude for our life and all that sustains our life. The 7th commandment is a gratitude for families and marriage. The 8th, gratitude for our possessions, because we're not stealing, we're rejoicing and giving thanks for the possessions that God has given us. Gratitude for truth, the 9th commandment. What a blessing when there's truth, a truth of God's word, but truth between one another as well, as the 9th commandment would emphasize. And gratitude for a heart that is content in God and what He has given us. Thankful in every area of life. And we can think of the 10 commandments as being that description of areas of life. And whatever you do then, in all of these areas of life, do them giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything is done in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when we see do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, and of course that would include giving prayers of thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we see that again a constant theme in the epistles, in the New Testament, that we pray in the name of Jesus. We live in the name of Jesus. Everything is done in His name. And when we see the word Lord, we're reminded of in the name of that one who is the sovereign owner, master and ruler of our lives. That one who has the power to save and does save. It's the Lord in His power and authority. And when we think of Jesus, we think of that He has saved His people from their sins. We do things knowing that Jesus is Lord of all and that He is the Savior of my heart and mind and soul. He is the one that has saved me from my sin. We cannot do anything apart from that knowledge. We do everything in the light of the saving grace of God in Christ in my life. Everything. What we might consider mundane. That's why for a believer, there's nothing that's secular. There's nothing, this text doesn't say, and most of the things you do are not connected to Jesus. And so we'll call those secular things, like the things you do in the 6 days of work. That's secular. That's outside of the sphere of the lordship and saving grace and the result of that in your life. Not at all. Remember that redundancy? Everything is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what does it mean to do something in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? It is to express your dependence upon the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is to do it to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and to the praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. To do it in the name of Jesus Christ is to do it testifying concerning that my whole life is a testimony to my Lord and Savior. To do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is to do it in a Christian way, under His authority, within His sphere of influence. I am living a Christian life in everything I do. And so you are a Christian plumber. You are a Christian electrician. a Christian builder, a Christian father, a Christian mother. You do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks. A Christian politician. You're a Christian in everything you do, because everything you do is done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We never have a moment that we're outside of that. And connected to that is we never have a moment when we're not seeking, well, we fail, we sin, we fall short, and then we confess our sin in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But people of God, this is a radically different view of thanksgiving than most people have. We raise our children in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We seek to be involved in the health industry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will receive medical attention in a Christian way or a non-Christian way. And that's becoming increasingly clear when even the medical profession declares in some states their commitment to euthanize assisted suicide, abortion, and make quality of life the ultimate question concerning whether or not one receives medical attention or not. There's a radically different way to care for somebody medically in a Christian way that honors, that's done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to do it in a way that does not honor the Lord Jesus Christ, is not done in His name. Both in being the doctor who is administering and the patient who is receiving. We do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father. We give thanks to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, again, through Him. Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Back to in the name of Jesus Christ. That's now re-emphasized. But we give thanks to God the Father. It seems like a simple command. But people of God, it is impossible to give thanks if you're not giving thanks to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no thanksgiving. And there is no thanks living. Apart from doing it to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is how God is calling you to give thanks to Him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the context of the saving grace of God that has touched your life. That's the context that you give thanks. And therefore, on this Thanksgiving Day, we would have to stand up and say to our president, we must obey God rather than you. We must obey God rather than man. A man who tells us to give thanks, but not to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Better to say nothing than to say what you say. Which is a pretty consistent thing of a number of presidents. He's not the first president to do this. Both Republican and Democrat presidents have done this. To be politically correct is not to be biblically correct. And it is impossible to give thanks to some broad, nebulous, mystical power of the universe. It is to God that we give thanks. And so when the president says, I encourage by the authority vested in me by the Constitution, I encourage the people of the United States to join together, whether in homes, places of worship, community centers, or any place of fellowship for friends and neighbors, and give thanks for all we have received in past year. Express appreciation to those whose lives enrich our own and share our bounty with others. Give thanks. In the New Testament, there is no such thing as giving thanks apart to giving thanks to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't exist. and for a child of God and the people of God, and in fact for the world cannot give thanks apart from Christ and the saving grace of Christ. Romans chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 declares one of the fundamental sins of mankind as they reject the Creator God. What do they do? Romans 1, 20 and 21. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Give thanks to God. And although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Such a declaration of thanksgiving is futility in the heart and darkness. It is only the light of the gospel that brings us to a point of being able to give thanks to God. And this isn't a declaration. This is man caught in his sin and his futility. A world that thinks they can give thanks apart from Christ is a world that's dark and dreary and miserable, in pain, and to be pitied. But they are not a world to be followed. Give thanks to God the Father through Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20, a parallel passage. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When it becomes an embarrassment to say, we pray in the name of Jesus, because somehow we might offend. But the offense is against God. When any kind of thanksgiving is given to something other than God in this ultimate sense, because it's only God, because he's the only giver of life, sustainer of life. He is the one through whom the whole creation has come, and he is the only one through whom salvation has come. He is the only one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our thanks directed to God in the name of Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. We give thanks to God, that almighty sovereign one, but he's also our Father, to God the Father. And once again, the word Father in the context of this word brings us back to the saving, redemptive, glorious results in our lives, namely that we have a sovereign, almighty God who is our Father, and we are his children. And we give thanks to him every day. Giving thanks to the Father through the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that's why we have thanksgiving. And this Thanksgiving Day, we're reminded of our thanksgiving days. But it's also a day of thanksgiving, a day in which we can sing Psalms of thanksgiving, that we can pray the prayer of thanksgiving, that we can hear a word to encourage and strengthen us in our thanksgiving and thanksgiving. And so may we be found faithful, not in just this hour, an hour of set aside, appropriate to the thanksgiving of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also thanksgiving. So may we come together, calling upon his name. As Psalm 105 declared as we began that worship time, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he's done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O children of Jacob, his chosen ones. O give thanks unto the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gracious God, help us never to think that Thanksgiving is a one-hour service. But, O Lord, in this time of Thanksgiving worship, may we, O Heavenly Father, be motivated and moved to be thinking of every facet of our lives as an act of giving thanks to you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O Lord, we thank you and praise you. O Heavenly Father, we bless you and thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.